This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So what we've done is we've asked Andrew Little from the National LGBTI Health Alliance to talk about the work that they are doing around the development of a national LGBTI disability strategy. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Taz. It's nice to be with you.
It's great to have you on board. So tell us in a snapshot what you're actually doing.
We're really excited to be working closely with the NDIA as they start the process of developing an LGBTIQ disability strategy. And the first step in that is they're holding a national consultation forum in Melbourne at the end of March. And our job at the moment is just working closely with them to help get the message out that the forum's happening and to help them identify, reach the LGBTI community, and particularly those living with disabilities.
Okay, so it sounds like we might have got this slightly wrong then. So you're not developing a strategy, they are developing a strategy, and your role is to support them in the development of that strategy. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm hoping that we're going to be in there for the long haul with them. But at this stage, it's early days. They're showing, obviously as a result of your good work, Taz, realise that they need to do a strategy in this area. And, of course, the first thing they need to do is actually talk to people with lived experience of being part of the LGBTI communities and having lived experience of living with a disability.
And what sorts of things might you expect to see in the strategy? I mean, I know you're still going through the consultation, but, you know, crystal ball gaze and use your experience and your knowledge of the work that you've been doing to just give us a bit of a signpost. What are the sorts of issues?
Well, I guess I can draw a little bit on the work that we've been doing in the ageing and aged care area. We've done something similar. There was a national LGBTI ageing and aged care strategy. And from that, we see that people who are providing those services often don't understand the specific needs of people with their lived experience being LGBTIQ. And little things such as when services refer to partners, they assume it's a heterosexual partner.
Yes, they do.
They also assume that if it's a family, it's your blood family, whereas within our communities, we often have chosen families.
Yes.
So it's about what we're trying to get the message across is actually listening to people, listening to what their concerns are, listening to what they think their specific concerns are in relation to being LGBTQI, and accessing services that perhaps aren't familiar with their life histories, life experiences. We're often dealing with people who've lived their whole life or most of their whole life but still being illegal. For instance, if you're homosexual. And that has a dramatic impact on the way you live your life, how you see yourself, and perhaps how you interact with services and what you expect from services. So what we're hoping to see is that as a result of the strategy, those that are providing services to people with disabilities gain a much better understanding of the needs of LGBTI people, and so that people will feel much more comfortable accessing those services. Perhaps another example is something that the Alliance has developed, which is our passport. Uh-huh. And that came about because people, particularly trans people or intersex people, were tired every time they go to a counsellor or a doctor, having to explain to the doctor and the counsellor what their particular needs are, or if I'm a trans woman, why I'm coming in for a prostate exam, for instance. So what we've... And often we end up being the teachers of the people who are providing services to us. And so your first session with a person is often you become the teacher before you can even get access to the service.
Do you know, Andrew, it's hard for me to understand what all that, you know, what all that feels like, but the closest analogy that I can give you is that each time that I am purchasing a service or engaging with service providers and they ask me to spell my name, I have to go through this sort of, I've got to go through this process every single time. The highlight, my highlight ever was being in Crete where I was asked in Greek to tell them what my name was when I was purchasing tickets and they just wrote my name down. And then they said, well, what's his name, meaning my partner? And I said, Ian Greystone. And they just couldn't spell it.
Yeah, but like
so, so I had to go through that process of explaining and spelling out. Anyway, I'm digressing a little bit. But, I mean, I think what you're saying is that somehow services need to be able to respond to the specific needs of our communities. And sometimes people actually get really tired of constantly having to explain their story and explain their situation.
That's true, Taz. And I'm hopeful that the forum that's going to be held at the end of March in Melbourne, the forum will be on the 31st of March in Melbourne. And at the moment, and I'm hoping this will be the beginning of the process of the NDIA gaining a really good understanding of the bare minimums, at least, that must go into any strategy that they develop, which helps then inform and roll out the NDIS.
Do we have, Andrew, do we have any sort of a handle in terms of for our community here, are we over or underrepresented in the provision of disabilities? I would say that we're underrepresented in terms of the services we get. Would that be a fair comment?
I think that's probably a fair comment, but also we'd probably be overrepresented in terms of our communities being. Who and on various surveys that we've done sort of indicating that a higher percentage of people, LGBTIQ people, suffer from either mental illness or other forms of disabilities. So it's really important that we do have this strategy so that the services that are provided can get it right. But if I may give a plug for the forum that's coming up, we have, it's a fairly short turnaround, unfortunately. However, we're conducting an expression of interest exercise at the moment. And for your listeners that are interested in getting involved, and this is in order to join us at the forum, they can go to www.disabilitystrategy.org. And that will take you to the website where you can find out all about the forum itself, the few requirements that we have of the people that we would like to see at the forum, bearing in mind, unfortunately, that we only have 40 places at this forum, and within that 40, we're hoping to reach as broad a diversity of the LGBTI community as possible, with as much geographic spread as possible, and, of course, as wide a range of disabilities as possible. No small task in itself.
And all of that with only 40 people.
Yes.
Jeez.
But I stress that this is a very first step. And because there are only room in this particular consultation for 40 people, we're also concurrently running a survey. Apologies if you can hear the dogs in the background, which is also available on that same website. And the survey will be running asks questions that are very similar to the questions that are likely to be covered in the forum at the end of the month. So even if you don't get to come to the forum, you can still have your say and tell the NDIA what are the issues that you want to know about or you want them to know about.
Well, that's great. And for our listeners, again, it's all the W's, disabilitystrategy.org. Is it .au as well, Andrew? Sorry, I didn't...
No, it's not. It's just .org.
.org, so disabilitystrategy.org. Yeah. And what's the date again of the forum?
The forum is the 31st of March in Melbourne. So people who want to come to that forum really need to be able to get to Melbourne on the day. We can assist with travel to get you there. But the closing for the applications for that is the 16th of March. So as I said, it's a fairly short turnaround. So if you are interested, get to that website and fill out the EOI. I'm hoping that we're going to be working closely with people with disabilities, because one of the important things will be at the forum itself, making sure that the people who can attend are fully supported to make sure that at while they're at the forum, they can get their point of view, they can contribute fully and get their ideas and concerns across on the day. So we will have expert support there on the day to help those who might find it a bit more difficult or a bit intimidating in a meeting like that to actually get their points of view across.
Good on you, Andrew. It's a fantastic initiative. If any of our listeners want to follow this up, straight to the website disabilitystrategy.org. Beyond that, what can we expect?
From there, I guess, will be the beginnings of the strategy, and I'm hopeful that there will be ongoing opportunities for us all to contribute as that strategy develops. And that when, if we get a decent strategy, and if it's as good as perhaps the ageing and aged care LGBTI strategy, then I'm hopeful that we can start to see some real change in terms of disability services being LGBTIQ friendly.
That's great, Andrew. What we'd really love is if once you've, some of this work is done and embedded down, please come back and talk to us again. I know that we've had a lot of interest from some of our listeners about the disability space. It's one of those sort of quiet areas, I think, that really, you know, it's been great to be able to put the torch on.
It's one of those dark corners.
It's been great to be able to put the torch on it, I think.
Yeah, great.
Andrew, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I
look forward to coming and talk to you when we're a little bit further down the track.
Excellent. We look forward to that as well. Have a great day.
Thank you.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.